Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm trying to get our players to listen to me instead of listening to you guys. You know, all that stuff you write about how good we are? And all that stuff they hear on ESPN, it's like poison. You know what I mean? It's like taking poison, like rat poison. All right, so I'm asking them, are you going to listen to me or are you going to listen to these guys about how good you are? All right, just like your question right now, if we get stopped 3 out of 4 times, like that's a bad thing? We're not going to beat everybody 66-3.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and 3-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
I never thought by October we'd be running audio comparing the Patriots under Mike Vrabel year one to Nick Saban's Alabama squads that were loaded with talent and rolling, but here we are because Nick Saban famously referred to the media praise, the fan praise, everybody saying how good his football team was and all the great things they were going to do as rat poison. And there's been a lot of rat poison, Nick Fitzy Stevens, served up to your New England Patriots this week. They're a top 10 football team all of a sudden, says Tom Brady, the man with a statue just feet from Gillette Stadium. Drake May is a top 10, maybe knocking on the door, top 5 quarterback in the National Football League. This from a team that won a combined 8 games the last 2 years, from a team that couldn't win at Gillette Stadium other than a couple outside loss victories in a 19-game stretch. And now suddenly, Tom Curran, who'll join us at 3:30, says they're going to be 10-3 at their bye. They are a playoff team. Is it starting? If it started today, and rat poison is everywhere to be consumed by Drake May and Stephon Diggs and Milton Williams et al. Fitzy, is that the biggest challenge of the season to date for the New England Patriots? To not read their own press clippings, sniff their own whatever, and actually play football and prove that they're as good as people like you and Tom Brady and everyone else is saying they are.
Steph Diggs in his locker yesterday during his media availability said that this week could actually present a bigger challenge for the New England Patriots than going into hostile enemy territory, Highmark Stadium, the hellmouth of Western New York, to take on the team he made his name and mark with for 4 years. And that was a daunting challenge on Sunday Night Football, undefeated team, 70,000 hot sauce covered orcs screaming bloody murder against them. And they went in there, answered the bell, answered the challenge, and kicked ass. So yeah, it actually is as big, if not a bigger challenge, to then follow that up with a road trip against a team that has only won one game. They couldn't be 4-1. They couldn't be 5-0. They kind of are what they are. They're 1-4. They're part of the poverty of the NFL right now in the age of parity. They have nothing to lose. The team they beat sucks out loud. So yeah, this is an easy week to read your clippings, to buy into your own hype. I won't say trap game because I know everyone wants to disagree with the phraseology, whatever. It could be a letdown game. That's fine. But I'll say this. I thought about it long and hard before the show on the overnight and beyond. And I think the thing that I am most impressed with to date about these New England Patriots, and I don't want to compare them to last year or the year before, similar uniforms, obviously, some similarity in terms of roster, but this is a different team with a different head coach, a different mindset, and different leadership. The emotional maturity of this team to date has been impressive. And if they're able to compose themselves, go in and have a business-like day and a workman-like victory against the Saints and set themselves on a course for success, it will show that their emotional growth is continuing. That is what I want to see most. And from what we're hearing, that is what they want most too.
So I'm glad you brought leadership into the conversation and the equation, because that was where I wanted to go with this. Because I think it's easy to say it's on Mike Vrabel, right? It's on Mike Vrabel to guide his football team through success, just like he had to guide them through some failures. And that's the job week to week of the head coach. And there's certainly some truth to that. If he is Bill Parcells, the guy that a lot of people want to compare him to, and is sort of a master manipulator, motivator guy, but with a modern twist who's a little bit kinder, gentler, and nicer.
A human touch, dare I say.
A human touch Bill Parcells. Let's call him that. Then Parcells would have found this opportunity to get creative and, you know, mouse traps and the things we've heard over the years hanging from the ceiling to guide his team through this week, through this, you got a taste of success. How are you going to handle success? Are you good enough, mature enough to deal with this? But I think it also, it's on the players. How many times has Ted Johnson told us accountability is as much in the locker room as it is from the coaching staff? So that's Drake May. That's Steph Diggs. That's Milton Williams. That's Robert Spillane. You ushered out all the old guard of leadership, and you brought in all your new guard of leadership coming from different places, right? Stephon Diggs was in Houston last year. Robert Spillane is in Vegas. Milton Williams was a Super Bowl champion in Philly. So where does – and I'll also mix in I'll mix in a group of people that I think it gets underplayed sometimes. We always talk about – the head coach, or even sometimes the coordinators. But the players spend the most time with their positional coaches, right? So they're in those meeting rooms, they're on those in those groups on the practice field with their position coaches. So I've always thought those guys can play a really key role in tone setting in situations like this for a team that is at a crossroads? Seasonal crossroads? Is this a seasonal crossroads game?
Not Nick a career Fitzy crossroads.
Season? Stevens? Nope. Crossroads
could be.
Here?
Could be.
Crossroads in New Orleans on Sunday?
Would be? Can I tell you? I'll tell you exactly why it could be, Andy. And yes, back when you first, I'll say volleyed forth potential concerns over the high number of positional coaches who had either been coordinators or head coaches themselves. And could that be a distraction, or could that be a too many cooks in the football kitchen type of scenario? Thus far, it has actually bore out that it hasn't been. And I hope it continues that way, because there has been a positive influence. Ted has even pointed out things that Todd Downing and Thomas Brown could have brought to the Josh McDaniels offense to help it evolve and benefit Drake May. This week is a very, very, very important seasonal crossroads game, if you will, because if you go down there, you lay an egg, you put forth a half-ass effort, you give New Orleans a chance, and you barely win the game, or even, God forbid, lose a third game on the season, then you know what? People are going to say, you rose to the occasion, Buffalo kind of spit the bit, and you are that 500 team most of us thought you were. You go down there Sunday, do your job, don't let Kendre Miller or Alvin Kamara get going, rattle the rattler, and don't let the defense of theirs, you know, pin their ears back and get after you, and just continue playing the way you should. You know, don't have another, like, sequel to the 6 turnover delight against the Steelers, then yeah, that's a big step in the right direction for this team.
So who leads you in that right direction? Is it Mike Vrabel? Is it the position coaches? Is it the leadership? Is it the quarterback? We all know quarterback Drake May has said the quarterback doesn't get to take a day off. The quarterback is being a leader at all times, right? He enters the building 6 a.m. on a Tuesday, leader. Sunday at 1, leader. And everywhere in between that span, who do you put the onus on to make sure they do not have a letdown at 1 o'clock Sunday against the Saints?
It's the same two-headed attack that led them last Sunday. It's got to be Drake May. It's got to be Steph Diggs. I think Steph Diggs, whether he wants that smoke or not, and it kind of seems like he does. I'd go so far as right now, maybe we could even either walk it back or do another maybe put an AC or another C on his chest. Steph Diggs is the captain. He is like his speeches should begin with, hey, Yeah, I know you got a C on your chest. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now. He has taken emotional charge of
Movie in the Somali pirate ship? I'm the captain now.
That's Captain Phillips, yes.
I think Steph Diggs is huge. I think his emotion is huge. I also, little side note here, and everybody knows that I really, really am very good at picking teams and games and prop bets. I will.
Are you going to text me yours so I can bet against them this week?
What are you smirking at, Dan Ball?
No, except for that one season where you went 17-0.
I did go 17-0. Dan Ball, I told him the story off air. I went 17-0 picking the postseason one year in the playoffs. Perfect postseason. Every game.
Are they working on your bronze statue to go outside Gillette, too?
I got
to
brag about it because it ain't been good since, and that was like 20 years ago.
Brady, Kraft, and Hart, you know the trio.
I will say, though.
BKH, baby.
I will be placing a little something-something on the anytime touchdown for Steph Diggs. I don't know if you guys noticed this week, but in recent weeks, it was Drake May saying, I got to get him the ball more. And have you noticed since he said that, he's got like 20 catches over a two-game span. This week, it was, Steph's great, this, that, yeah. Got to get him in the end zone. Got to get him a touchdown. He has mentioned that 2 weeks in a row. So I would say Steph Diggs is a good anytime touchdown bet down in New Orleans. But Mike Vrabel clearly steers the ship. Like,
he set the early tone, Andy, and the kids are now actually following suit, which is equally impressive.
Which I wanted to get into in this conversation of how he steers the ship. So he wants them to turn the page, right? And by them, I don't just mean his team. He asks the media every Wednesday. He chastised Andrew Callahan about 3 weeks ago, I believe. You know, we're going to have a problem around here if you guys on Wednesday are asking about things that happen in the game on Sunday. He did it again this week to Sophie Waller down there. He's like, Sophie, you're not getting it. And she's like, wait, I need to ask the question louder. He's like, no, we're not talking about last week because she referenced that they held James Cook in check. But I ask you a question. Don't these coaches stand up every week and say, well, the Saints hung with Buffalo. They played them really tough, and the Saints did this 2 weeks ago, and they hit a big game in that. Like, so we can't talk about recent games for your team, but you can talk about recent games for the opponent and how good they are. Dan Ball?
What kind of tape do they watch during the week? Do they watch tape of games that haven't happened yet?
It's future tape.
Yep. Oh,
the damnedest thing.
Yeah, no,
wow.
They do. There's a new PFN AI 33rd team subscription you can get where it predicts future outcomes, and you have to try to work against that. It's in cooperation with Skynet, Dan. I mean,
wait,
honestly,
33rd team? Did you say that? I thought North Carolina was the 33rd NFL team.
No. That's the original website with Mike Tannenbaum and company. But, like, I got to be honest, that's a little hypocritical of Coach Vrabel, who's been definitely not pitching a perfect game, but definitely out there having a crochet-like playoff start thus far in terms of his tenure as head coach of the Patriots. What else do you have? Do the media and the players have to go by?
Right.
Are they not going to ask, like, hey, coach, how did the Saints, who were underdogs at home against the Giants or were one-point favorite, find a way after going down early to Jackson Dart and the upstart Giants, turn things around and wrest control of that game in an impressive 12-point win? Oops, sorry, that's last Sunday. We're looking forward, sir.
So
you
should
have to ask about that.
So should we ask Mike Vrabel? Hey, Mike, Ramondre Stevenson is going to fumble later in the season. How are you going to handle that? And he's like, wait, what do you mean he's going to fumble later in the season? I'm just going with the odds, but the way he's played lately. Yeah, it's a little infuriating, and I get it. All coaches are hypocrites. All coaches do it, right? Bill Belichick was the king of it. What did he say, Fitzy? What happened last week, last month, last year doesn't really matter. It's about what happens on Sunday. And then he would tell us, opponent on Sunday, oh, my God, they're the most explosive offense in the end. Well, how do you know they're explosive, Bill? What are you basing that on? Oh, recent
games?
We're
going to do a 10-minute sermon on Johnny Hecker. Then you've obviously watched Johnny Hecker punt the effing football recently.
Correct. But Mike Vrabel is in the crosshairs, I believe, this week because he might be a little bit ahead of the curve, a little bit of the head of the developmental curve and expectations for his football team, which is a weird turn in the last 2 weeks because it felt like after the Steelers loss, everybody was like, what the hell's going on? All these turnovers, all these penalties. Oh, and speaking of the penalties, they remain a problem. Mike Vrabel was asked about the penalties this week. Stiz. Mike Vrabel was asked about the penalties this week and had some interesting. This has been a trend. Some interesting comments about penalties as his team continues to be one of the most penalized teams.
It's not that it's not important. It's important, but it's also there's something behind it. I'll tell you, every X play run, and we got to have Taylor track this. Every X play run in this league, there's probably a hold. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that they don't call it, that they don't miss. Remember, they don't see or they don't feel like they should call it. that's kind of what happens. So you want to be aggressive, certainly just not reckless.
So, shout out Taylor Kyles, who gets so many nods from Vrabel. I appreciate the fact that he realizes the excellence of some of our guys out there.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not sure what I think of those. Being the ball buster that I am, sometimes when I go over the top praising someone, it's called mocking. But we'll leave that for another day, whether he's praising Taylor Kyles or mocking him a little bit.
He's a good kid.
He is a good kid. I love Taylor. I know Mike Vrabel and who he is, and a ball buster, and kind of an a-hole, and kind
it's
of
both.
A salty
it's admiration.
Biatch.
Andy, it's like when you hit your sweet spot, the same as Vrabel. I think you guys would probably have a good time sucking down Miller Lights. That like the
glad
the,
you said that. I didn't know where that sentence was going.
There's the admiration and a holery. Like when they line up, that's your sweet spot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So the Patriots this week will play in a game against the Saints with Adrian Hill as the referee. And you know what the good news is?
What?
He and his crew, I shouldn't blame just him, he and his crew throw 18.4 flags per game, sixth most in the NFL.
Oh, my God. Almost 19 flags a game?
And the good news is 16.5 of those are accepted, so you should expect a game where each team has minimum of 8 penalties. And the Patriots, we know, continue to have stupid penalties. And I believe if there's a letdown, we know that what the recipe for the letdown, or maybe the vision how the letdown will play out. Isn't it safe to say that if there's a letdown against the Saints and you're in a dogfight or, dare I say, losing to the Saints, pretty sure it's going to involve turnovers and penalties, right?
Oh, it 100% is. It's going to be Drake May airmailing a ball to Mac Hollins or to Pop Douglas. It's going to be a Ramondre fumble. It's going to be a big pass interference play on like a 50-50 ball from Rattler to Rashid Shaheed. Like, it's going to be one of those things. This needs to be such a disciplined effort by the New England All Whites. I say that, by the way, Andy, because they're wearing the all white uniforms, just like Buffalo did last weekend.
Glad you cleared that up.
They're wearing the all whites on the road for the first time since the Thursday night game against the Buccaneers 8 years ago.
Well, they saw how well the all white uniforms worked for the Bills last week, so they were like, you know what?
Is that a troll move, or is that just because?
My guess is it was probably sort of pre-planned and scheduled. Like, they've had a lot of, they've become, the modernization of the New England Patriots, if you've noticed, has included sort of like colleges, the uniforms. Right. And not just the rivalry this or it's blue on blue. It's white pants. It feels like there's the throwbacks. Like, it feels like they're not Oregon, obviously, with the level of uniform mixing and matching.
The locker room is also not worth $250 million.
Correct. But that's a modern move by them. That's a modern social media team getting the ear of the head coach who gets the ear of the equipment guy. And that's cool. And we can sell jerseys. I do kind of like the all white look.
I think it's super sharp.
I think generally all white, and we're talking about uniforms. I'm going to keep saying that just so that everybody gets it.
Yeah, in this climate, you may want to say all white uniform.
Yeah, all white uniforms are a cool look. We all know, and these even get controversial, the whiteout games that the colleges and the Heat do a whiteout game down there, and that arena looks awesome in Miami. The all whites, I always think teams look faster and more athletic when they're in all white, and I have nothing to prove that. I have nothing other than observation.
Yeah, no, but a monochromatic uniform does beget a speedier, cleaner look as well.
But even with I feel that, like all white looks faster than all blue, and I have no proof of that.
I much prefer the all white than the color rush. I think this is the Patriots' fourth or fifth different look this year already in 6 games, and I'm sure everyone, all the uniform tracker Twitter feeds and all the fans at home that have every uniform combo love being able to change things up for each and every game day as well. And let's hope that they don't change one thing up from last weekend, Andy, which was, save for the Ramondre fumble, ball security. They were great about the ball. Drake was very smart with the ball as well, and they were hawkish on defense. So let's hope they keep that up.
Do you trust the Patriots? Do you trust Mike Vrabel? Do you trust his coaches, his leadership? Do you trust his players to not commit penalties and hold on to the damn football? Because that's what's going to take if they're going to avoid a letdown game, New Orleans, Sunday afternoon at 1, because the Saints, I say this, and I stick with it, the Twitch chatters got all pissy with me yesterday, The Saints are not as bad as I expected them to be. The Saints are more competitive than I expected them to be. Spencer Rattler has been a little more competitive than I expect him to be. And if you turn the ball over and you have a bunch of penalties, you'll be in a dumbass dogfight instead of proving that you belong in the top 10 in the National Football League. Do you trust Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the Patriots to get that job done? Also, up next, we need to talk about Bill Belichick, because the story is ongoing. It is, as Adam Jones said on the Midday Show, in my opinion, the biggest story in all of sports right now. Bill Belichick, UNC, they're in love. They fully support each other, except it looks like they're destined for divorce. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
It feels to me like it is over, and I think his behavior is indicative of that. Not to make too much out of it, but he basically took a week off during the bye week, and he's entitled to have his own private life. We've said that repeatedly here, but I've never heard of a coach in big-time college football to do something like that. Maybe take an afternoon off to play golf during the bye week, but not go on vacation. So to me, he has checked out. The play on the field has checked out. His coaching has been abysmal. And I think Bill Belichick would be wise to walk out now before the humiliation gets any worse.
Paul Feinbaum, who previously has said Bill Belichick's going down the road of being the worst coach in the history of college football. I kind of pushed back on that when he initially said that. I'm not really pushing back anymore, because if you're fired at 2-3 and the two were not they were FCS games, not FBS games, and you never actually win a true 1A football game, you probably are the worst coach in the history of college football.
or at least the least successful, because I know people like to paint him as the, he may not be the best coach in the history of pro football, but he's the most successful. Okay, so let's use that barometer. He's the most successful coach in the history of professional football. He's going to be the least successful coach in the history of college football if he's fired at 2-3 and never won a true 1A game opponent. Fitzy, this kind of was blowing up in the middle of the show yesterday and then took it to a new level or a different level with the always famous or infamous statements that are released relatively late at night. That's always an interesting situation for schools and teams and businesses to be in. So let's
isn't it, these statements, Andy, when you read these, did these not reek to you of like exactly what people who are about to get divorced say before they get divorced?
100%. Yeah, they sound committed, except they don't sound committed is the way I would.
Yeah, your mother and I love each other. Why?
Well, because you both have lawyers. but Dan Ball. So we had these comments from on Twitter.
Yep.
From our guy Ollie Connolly.
Yes.
Not Connolly Early, but Ollie Connolly.
Not Quinn Early either.
Not Quinn Early.
Yeah.
And
or
you
Quinn
read Priester.
You
right.
read these yesterday, but I think it's important for us to kind of rewind a little bit before we have the most up to date information. So could you rehash yesterday's late tweets?
Yes. So from Ollie Connolly of The Guardian, he's done a lot of work in college football. We've cited him before. Per sources, Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's hierarchy. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or in the media. Members of Belichick's coaching staff have already spoken to other schools that are expected to be in the college football playoff and are taking on roles during the postseason. From one coach, quote, "The rats are leaving the ship." Ironic use of rats. Some staffers believe a change will come within 2 weeks. Reports of serious recruiting violations remain under investigation at UNC. Recruiting and practice violations have already been proven by the school, according to multiple sources. Using recruit violations to knock down a coach's buyout has become a standard practice. If Belichick cannot find a landing spot to trigger his own buyout, he is expected to accept a greatly reduced compromised rate. Belichick's communication with his staff in the past 2 weeks has been described as, quote, weird and, quote, distant by multiple members of UNC's coaching staff. Multiple coaches were unable to get a hold of him during UNC's bye week. Last one from one UNC defensive assistant. "What we've done to these kids is effed up."
So before I read a little updated information from my friends at 247 Sports or 24/7, depending on how you like to say it, when Dan Ball showed me that last tweet last night, I immediately jumped to, Jamie Collins had an interesting, really biting comment about Bill Belichick. That sounds like an ex-player to me. That sounds like a new coach to me. Jamie Collins is on the staff. I assume it's not Steve or Brian Belichick, because I don't think they would talk about how they have effed things up under their father. So
probably not.
It's probably not the guy who got suspended who coaches the defensive back. So I was like, Jamie Collins is down there. And I feel like Jamie Collins, as an ex-player, would feel bad about screwing some kids. He probably still has some of that player mentality, like these kids only have a couple years in college and we're basically wasting one of their years. And then this from Andrew Jones, not that Andrew Jones, different Andrew Jones, 24/7 Sports, quote, "An injured player had his keys removed and was told he could come back in a year. He had to do rehab on his own. He was no longer a part of the program since he could not help the team on the field this fall," end quote. So Nick Fitzy Stevens, we have all of that turmoil. We're talking buyouts. Bill might buy himself out. They're going to buy him out. They're going to fire him for cause so they don't have to pay $20 million buyouts, that whole thing. And then last night, I first saw it on the Twitter page of our buddy, Adam Schefter, who we talked to yesterday. Statements released by UNC football with quotes from Bill Belichick and the athletic director, Bubba Cunningham. Bubba Cunningham said, quote, "Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University," end quote. Short statement. Bill Belichick's statement: "I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building there," end quote. Short statement. Do you believe a single of whatever there's a couple dozen words there? Do you believe a single one of those words, Fitzy?
The fully committed part, I do not.
He was on Nantucket. That's what Feinbaum was talking about. No one could find him. He went on vacation.
But I got to be honest, like with the fact that they've spent so much money and that their 2026 recruiting class is, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, as of right now, before any possible transfers or portal activities, in the top 20 in the country.
I'm glad you brought that up. Real quick aside, have you read some of this or heard some of this? The reason it's so high isn't the quality, it's the quantity. They've done that with both the last year's class.
Volume play?
Yes, because most schools have like 25 recruits and they are upwards of 39 or 40. It's like swaying their recruiting class higher than it really is. It's not like they're getting prime talent. They're just getting a lot of talent from what I've read. And I know we know nothing. I know nothing about the recruitment.
We would need to talk
business.
To so many 24/7 sports guys, collegiate heads, fine bombs of the world to get a full assessment and breakdown of their roster for next season. But that being said, like, Andy, look, we both know that starting after 2021, whether it was arguing with Jake Bailey about his squatting routine and how he should rehabilitate, all the way back to the Guerrero stuff when you had Tom Brady, and it's not like it was heart surgery or anything, through all the debacles with Patricia and Judge, icing out Mac Jones, that there were signs of bizarre king-like behavior with Belichick. I could see him struggling his first year. There is no way on God's green earth, which is covered in a lot of grass upon which football is played, that I could ever, ever, ever have imagined things would go this badly, this quickly. And oh, but didn't the world have knives and pens ready to take out and jab at and write about Bill for it?
So yesterday I said, because we had heard through one of these stories that parents were told not to approach the head coach. That would be Bill Belichick. Don't approach Bill Belichick. And I said, if I were told that and my son were a scholarship player on your team, a guy that you recruited, whether personally or impersonally, you would need security. I'd be approaching you at a high rate of speed because I've entrusted my son into you and you're telling me I don't get to talk to you. Get the hell out of here. But I take that to the next level. If I find out my kid is on your team and he got injured, and I'm assuming he got injured either playing or practicing football for you at the University of North Carolina, and you take away his keys and tell him, go away, you can't help me anymore, come back next year, go rehab on your own, I would sound like the guy in the McDonald's with Stiz. I would be attacking Bill Belichick. They're like, you want to treat my, it's one thing, professional athletes, different level, and Ted can bring some perspective to that, but you're going to treat my son like a piece of meat and just throw him to the sideline? I would definitely be borderline violent with Bill Belichick if I was the parent of that child.
Well, if you here's a question. How did anybody expect people, players, families, whomever, to be treated differently if he treated Tom Brady even after Tom had long since come to understand? Okay, I got it. Got it, Bill. The whole point of like setting an example with the other players and treating me like crap just to let them know that they're all on notice too. Got it. Thanks. I am Tom Brady. I've won you a lot of Super Bowls. Could you treat me just a little different now? If he never treated Brady any better during their playing days, then who the hell under the Tar Heel sun possibly thought he would treat anyone else down there any better?
In a world where, I don't know if you guys caught it this weekend, and I forgot his name, the Arizona State head coach, Nottingham, whatever the hell he is.
Sure. Yep. Sheriff of Nottingham. Yes.
His phone rang in the middle of his press conference, and he goes, let me check this. It's not a recruit. If it had been a recruit, I would have left this press conference to talk to this kid. Like, that's how you are treating recruiting. Like, you have to sell your soul to, and Bill's like, yeah, don't look at me, don't talk to me, don't come near me. This guy's going to leave his press conference, mid-press conference, to go talk to the kid. That's the world you live in. But I put the poll up today, and we'll get to your phone calls in a second, 617-779-7937. The poll was a simple question today at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons. Is what is happening at North Carolina damaging Bill Belichick's legacy / brand / reputation? And the two options were nope, six rings, bitches. I added the bitches on the radio. It doesn't say that. I didn't have enough room.
Whoa.
And obviously, disaster was the other option. Nick Fitzy Stevens, would you like to hazard a guess of how the voting is going?
A lot of people that follow you probably understand why you don't like Belichick and have, he's probably chapped their ass too. I'm going to go 54%, 54% obviously.
How about no? 77% obviously. Bill Belichick is damaging his legacy. Only 23% voted for the nope. He's got
three
six
quarters?
Rings. Yeah, he's losing his fan base. Whatever the fan base is, whatever the balance of power once was, he is losing it. And I want to get into this a little bit later, with Ted to some degree. I actually think the guy that's coming out of this looking better, weirdly, is Robert Kraft. His brand nosedived after the dynasty, Robert Kraft, and then the podcast that he went on and was like, and yeah, created, I fired his ass and all that.
Created a whole wave of sympathy for Bill Belichick to a point where it culminated in like a 27-minute standing ovation at Tom Brady night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Bill took that and
he was like,
drove it into the ground, nosedived it from there. And I think Robert,
I'm not comfortable with all this. Yeah.
I think people look at this and we're like, oh, maybe we were a little harsh on Robert. He had to deal with this a-hole for 25 years and all this crap that's going on at North Carolina. So I think Bill is absolutely damaging his reputation, legacy, whatever you want to call it. He's still the most accomplished coach in NFL history, but the reputation is altered. And I think Robert Kraft is enjoying a little bit of a rebound for his reputation. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Bridgewater, where our guy Tony wants to check in. What's up, Tony?
Hey, you guys. You guys know I like you, but you got to start with the Bill bashing. I mean, I'm telling you.
You don't like facts?
For 20 years, I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
What, facts?
Let me tell you something. What?
You don't like facts? We're just relaying the facts out of North Carolina.
No, you're not relaying the facts, Andy. You're not. You said about this kid who lost the scholarship and he told him to come back. How do you know that kid wasn't in a fist fight in a bar or something? So you're assuming the kid got hurt playing football and they shoved him out the door. You're not stating facts. This guy gave us 20 years. My father passed away a couple of years ago from dementia. I don't remember those last 2 years. He was a great guy, and I remember that stuff. And a little thing that, you know, you guys would have split the Super Bowl with Brady and stuff. Brady would have won three. Belichick would have won three. Those two L.A. Rams victories in the Super Bowl, that was defense. That was Belichick. Stop bashing the guy.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony. You're right. I did not bring up the hypothetical made-up idea that he was in a bar fight and that's how he got hurt. You're right. I should not assume that it was football.
Obviously that's not the case. But there is, Andy, we are basing everything that we're getting. And listen, there's no way to do anything outside of us actually getting. I don't know what kind of accredited source would ultimately drop the hammer of truth on this to a point where even people that want to defend Bill to the hilt. I mean, I'm in the gray in the middle, caught in that like landslide of appreciation for everything he did, but the frustration over the way he behaved and composed himself on the way out the door and what a mess this is. The fact is, if at any point, and I know this is not on his brand, so obviously I'm just, you know, absolutely blanking in the wind on this one, but like if he had ever showed the kind of, I won't say contrition, but just like humility that would go part and parcel with, okay, so maybe I made a couple of mistakes, not writing a 400-page book on coaching and calling out like mistakes that people didn't even remember, then that probably would have bought him a little extra amnesty on top of all the great wins, the brilliant schemes, and the game plans. So there's a reason why people are coming after him at this point. I'm not as excited as I know a lot of people are that he's in the throes of all of this crap show right now. But, you know, I get both sides. God, it just sucks. It really does. It really sucks watching the undoing of a legend.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Dom in Southborough. He wants to yell at me, I think. What's up, Dom?
Say, Andy, how you doing? I don't want to yell at you. I'm a big UNC fan, big Patriots fan. I don't agree with what Bill Belichick's doing, but you said that UNC's two wins were FCS opponents, but they beat Charlotte, who's not an FCS opponent. They are Division I-A, so I'd like to correct you on that, but I really don't like what Belichick's doing.
All right, thanks for the call, Dom.
We got that. Thank you, Dom.
It's a little disappointing. Now we're taking victory laps for that Charlotte win, the one that that Mac Brown, I believe, also blew out last year. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take the phone calls. Do you want us to bash Bill? Are we bashing Bill? Should we stop bashing Bill? Do you not care about the biggest story in New England sports, in professional sports, in college sports, in all of sports? Bill Belichick under fire. Do you think he gets fired? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
How much money changes hands and in which direction does it go when it finally ends? I feel like that's where this is headed. And those companion statements that came out at 9:36 p.m. Eastern last night, like if you hadn't been paying attention to all the reports that are out there, and you just happen to open your Twitter and you're a North Carolina fan, and you see that the next post since the one about Drake May that they were shamed into making on Monday is this statement that Bill Belichick's committed to the team, and then the statement from Bubba Cunningham, the AD, the team is committed to him. It's like, why are we doing this?
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, putting a nice spin. And this is an area where I think he's pretty well informed because he makes his life with football rumors. He's a lawyer. He kind of is a, you know, muckraker, so to speak. Like, this is definitely a great story for
Are you
for Mike
kidding?
Florio.
This is more delicious to him than the smoke shop food that's going to be dropped in studio for you guys later
Not
today.
Possible. Not possible. There is nothing more delicious than the smoke shop barbecue. I am looking forward to it.
Oh, no. This is like, you're going to experience this momentarily when you get into the ribs and you're like, oh, my God, is that like a burnt end and some sauce under my fingernail? And you just get in there. It is the best. I've been thinking the whole time, like, of all the people that are kind of like basking in this or just rolling around like a pig in slop, who's having the most pig in slopperific week? Oh, Florio, of course.
Yeah, Florio's up there. I mean, there's probably some other candidates that we could spitball a little bit later, but I want to get back to the phone lines. They are lit up, 617-779-7937. Tony in Bridgewater said, stop bashing Bill Belichick. Well, Marcus in Roxbury has a counterpoint. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. For 20 years, we've been listening to this guy continually just be so nasty to us as listeners, viewers, radio hosts, and everything. What goes up comes down. So, you know, he brought it on himself. So you guys are doing the right thing. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for the call, Marcus. I don't know if we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. We're kind of just dealing with a massive sports story, a massive
Boston sports story. And this has also, Fitzy, I keep talking about it, although I don't know that I can blame Jordan anymore. I keep saying she's brought in sort of the casual fan or the TMZ social media crowd. Now Bill's doing a fine enough job of making this story non-football enough. When you bring in parents and injuries and like these sexy kind of little tweets about information, this is no longer really about football and recruiting. It's about a culture and the way he's leading down there. Like, this is an organizational teardown, and Bill Belichick is the head of that organization.
Yeah, that's if this all bears out to be true, man, it would be so disappointing. Like, Ted explained to us yesterday, and we could go further down this wormhole if we needed to, but I think we kind of all just understand now that with the proliferation of college football, clearly as America's second favorite sport, at times even almost nipping at the heels of the NFL, has come the NIL movement, has come all the merchandising. It's massive, and it requires so much more work. And if Bill potentially walked into this thinking it would be so much easier, like, hey, I can pull eight rings into the bay, I'll tell everybody that I won the six, and that they'll all just sort of come to me, and he didn't have to put in the work, then it was a gross underestimation of the commitment he needed to make. Like, it's just... Andy, the only word is beyond disappointing is ugly. Like, this is an ugly falling apart. Like, it's decaying around him. And it's, I wonder if he's fully aware of just how everyone feels. And do you think he even gives an F?
He probably tries not to give an F, because I think he generally lives his life that way. Like, I'm above it all. Like, if you don't get me, then you don't get it kind of mentality. I think that he has, but he is one of the highest paid college football coaches in America. He's one of a few guys at $10 million a year. I read it the other day. There's like a handful. It might be four or five guys. So he has six rings, or eight rings if you want to use his counting measures. And he's 73. He's got the girl. Like, there's so many layers of this that make it the biggest story in America, and it is falling apart faster than anyone could have envisioned. I think even the most negative of person thought, he'll be one and done at North Carolina. It'll go really poorly. It's just not going to work. He's too old. He'll finish the season and he'll be done. Now it's like, is he going to be five and done? Is he not going to make it from Nantucket this bye week back to the Cal game? That is what's being bandied about in Carolina. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Manny in the car. What's up, Manny?
Hey, boys. Long time, first time. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you for making the call.
You know, I've been following the Patriots my whole life. I'm only 35, but it's kind of sad to see Bill. He's doing it to himself, really. You know, I can't really put it on, like you said, Jordan. It's not her fault anymore. She's not the one doing the football calls or all that. Like, nope. He's the one. Not, you know what I mean? Everything from the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl, it started from there, I feel like. The whole Malcolm Butler issue. I hate to see the man go down like this, but he's doing it to himself, and I'm not disagreeing with the bashing. He kind of deserves it, but I mean, what can you do at this point? He's 73. You ain't gonna change the man.
All right, thanks for the call, Manny. I agree, and I think North Carolina is realizing that. I'm not sure they realized what they were getting themselves into last December when they decided Bill Belichick was the best option. Also, what an overcorrection. I don't know Mac Brown. But everybody seems to say Mac Brown is like your grandfather. Like, everybody loves him. You come into his office, he's the greatest guy, help you with anything. And you bring in Bill Belichick to follow that up. And you don't even bring in a young a-hole. It'd be one thing if you brought in a 30-year-old a-hole, right? Like the Sean McVay a-hole. You brought
the McVay hole, yeah.
Right. You brought in an old a-hole to follow an old nice guy. And you went from a 500 football team to a sub-500 football team. Stiz, I don't know if you noted, they updated the win total for UNC. The over-under in Vegas is now 3.5. 3.5 expected wins for your Tar Heels this year, Stiz.
Hey, you know who else got fired before the season was over? Mac Brown last year, fired with one game to go.
No, he didn't. He got fired after the regular season. Somebody else coached the bowl game. That's how it works in college football a lot. Because there was speculation, would Bill Belichick be there? So it's a little bit different.
Well, game's a game. There goes Andy arguing semantics.
You are grasping at straws, Stiz.
They're
not
2-3. They're 0-3. Those two wins don't count, Stiz. Peter Traeger.
Did anyone think this was really going to be only one season, though?
Oh, I did. I thought this would be one and done. I definitely thought.
And what was North Carolina's real, like, was North Carolina's real hope that Bill would work 3-4 years, like, establish a premier program and then pass the baton to Steve, and then Steve would help make this you know, Clemson-like, if not SEC-worthy, like, boy, that was a hell of a want.
If you believe all the puzzle pieces, they wanted him to bring some prestige to the program, bring some wins, pass it to Steve, pave a path to the SEC, and everybody's happy. All of a sudden, UNC is in the SEC, and they're a football team, and Belichick leaves, and Steve's there. It's all great, except it's all terrible. It's all falling apart, and he could get fired before next week. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls on this Bill Belichick situation down at UNC. But up next, it is 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson's rolling on in. Fitzy's here. I'm here. It's time for the three-point stance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.